Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Tes, and we have 20 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis Mantana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. Vachayim Elazar ben Rachel Leah, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Chaim Oren ben Aviva Orli, Tzipra bas Leah, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibada L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doif. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Miyun in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. So just to recap, which is also a precap, and segue immediately into today's daf. Midai Raisa Aktana, although she does not have the das to be able to transact, kal v'chomer, get married, the Torah, however, said that if her father is mekabel kedushin on her behalf, espiti nasati l'ish hazeh, she's mekudeshes midai raisa. The Chachamim expanded that halacha, and they said that not only could the father be mekabel kedushin on the behalf of a ketana, but achia, ima, l'shoinei hazov shal Rambam oishar kroy voiseh can also be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. If they are mekabel kedushin for her, she'll be mekudeshes, albeit midirabon. Being that the kedushin is only midirabon, and there are kulos, the most noticeable kula is that whereas ordinarily, in order for a woman to get out of a marriage, she would need either her husband to die or for her husband to give her a get, as it relates to a Kedushin derabanan, if she herself decides that she's no longer interested in this marriage, all she needs to do is refuse the marriage. She does miyun terminates the marriage. Not only does it terminate the marriage, but it's oiker the marriage l'mafreya. It makes it as if this marriage never happened. Our Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches and the ensuing sugya was discussing a halacha, a rather obscure halacha within the world of miyun, and that is, if you were going to name the sugya, yesh miyun achaget or ein miyun achaget. So really, the words yesh miyun achaget, ein miyun achaget is shades of Perek Rabba Gamliel. But in this context, it means something else, and that is, what would happen if Reuven was married to a ketana? He divorced the ketana. Then he married her again, which is something that he's allowed to do. As long as she doesn't get married in the interim, there's no isser for a man to be machzir grushasai. So he marries the ketana again. Again, kedusha derabanan. And this time, she was memayin. She refused the marriage. Then she got married to Shimon. Can Reuven now marry this ketana tzimdritin mo? Or can he not? At first glance, you would say, for sure not. Being that he divorced her zivig rishon, and she is now married to somebody else, if he would ever marry her again, he would be a machzir grushasei misheni, says, which is a lois asei in the Torah, stating that the Mishnah said a chiddush. The Mishnah said that being that when Reuven married this ketana zivig sheni, she terminated the marriage through a miyun, not only is the miyun oiker the zivig sheni, but it impacts the zivig rishon as well. Yesh miyun achar get, we knock out the original get, we look at it as if Reuven never really divorced his wife, the ketana zivig rishon, and if he never gave her a get, then there would be no isser for him to marry her, because if there's no get, naturally there's no machzir grushaso either. Now, why is this a chiddush? Because the miyun that the ketana did to Reuven was a miyun on the zivig sheni. So granted, it was oiker the zivig sheni l'mafreya, but the zivig rishon, that's bygones. How could the miyun impact the zivig rishon? The answer is not 100% clear, but it's mashma from Rashi in the sugya that the gedar advarim is that really, if a man divorces a ketana, being that the whole marriage was only a marriage derabanan, so the gerushin naturally is a gerushin derabanan as well, and as a result, lav dafka the chachamim have to be machmir and treat that gerushin as being a gerushin, as it relates to machzir grushasai, maybe as it relates to her being a grusha, so that she wouldn't be able to marry a kayin. It's only a chumra derabanan that we treat this gerushin as if it's a gerushin. Once, however, she does miyun, even if she did miyun in a second marriage, at that point, she's showing igloi milsa that all she is a ketana. Because if she was a gedolah and if her marriage was a proper marriage, how could she do miyon? So once she establishes that she's a ketana, so then we don't have to take the first gerushin so seriously either. So it's not that the miyon is oiker, the first marriage, mechanically in the world of lumdus and super lumdus. It's more that she's showing that she's a ketana. How do I know that? Because how was she oiker the zivik sheni? Now, if she was a ketana by zivik sheni, this is back of the envelope arithmetic, she was obviously a ketana by the zivik rishon as well. So if that's the case, the gerishin was never really such a gerishin. And if that's the case, you wouldn't have to worry about the halacha of machse grushasay mishanises. So that's the halacha that yesh miyun achar get, as it relates to where Ruvain was married to Oktana, gave her a get, remarried her, she did miyun, she then married somebody else, nisar meloi niskash, and now Ruvain wants to marry her, that it would not be considered machzik rishasa mishanisis. Where the Gemara got a little more intense was, what would happen if a ketana did miyun, lachar get, but the miyun was done to a different person. So Ruvain was married to Oktana, Ruvain gave her a get. She's now a grusha. Albeit midrabbanan, she married Shimon. She's still a ketana, and she did miyun to Shimon. Now Ruvain wants to marry her again. So the Gemara had a discussion and a shaila. Yesh lachgar, yesh miyun achaget b'shnei bnei adam or not? We just said yesh miyun achaget. That miyun in the zivik sheni can impact the get of the zivik rishon. But maybe that's only where the miyun in the zivik sheni was to Ruvain. What we're saying is it can impact the get that Ruvain himself gave. So being that the miyun was to Ruvain, and what we want to be oiker is another marriage to Ruvain, so maybe there you could say this chiddush of yesh miyun achar get. But maybe where the miyun was to Shimon, and you now want that miyun to knock out the marriage to Ruvain, efshenisht, what would be the svara that it should be different? At the end of the day, if the reason yesh miyun achar get is because she showed she's a ketana, so if she's a ketana, she's a ketana. We don't have to take any of the gerushin too seriously. So mali if it's Ruvain, mali if it's Shimon. The Gemara asked that kasha, and the Gemara said rather balabatish asvara, and that is in the lomdus of miyun there should be no difference. But says the Gemara that aidi de makeres birim mizoisav ukritzasav ozel meshabish umaisila. We're concerned that being that this man at some point was married to this ketana, he knows her. And because he knows her, there's a concern that when she marries somebody else, in the event that he's going to decide that, you know, maybe he wants to marry her again, she may, because of him pushing her, be mema'en in this other man, which will now allow him to be able to marry her again. So to prevent that from happening, Chazal said that in the event that she does miyun to somebody else, it's true the miyun will work towards the somebody else, but the miyun is not going to work towards Ruvain. Now, the Gemara was mesupik in the Svara. Not only was the Gemara mesupik in the Svara, but Rabbi Loza said there's actually a steer in the Mishnah, whether, just like we say, yesh miyun achaget, bichad person, Do we say it by two people as well? From the Reishna was mashma that we do. From the Sefer was mashma that we don't. And Rabbi Loza said, Tavra Misha Shonazu Lai Shonazu. Now I think it's Kedai, just to explain this Gemara a little bit better, because it's not such an easy Gemara. Just one more Knech. One Tefach Tifer. Just as far as beer in the Gemara. What we're saying is that in the event that this Ketana was married to Ruvain, Ruvain gave her a get, then she went and she married Shimon, she did miyun to Shimon. So we're saying the halacha that the miyun that she did to Shimon is not going to work towards Ruvain. Isn't there a halacha of yesh miyun achaget? So we're saying as far, that's only when it's to one person, but that's not going to be when it's to two people. There's a very obvious kasha. The kasha is that even if the miyun to Shimon doesn't have the ability to be oiker the marriage to Ruvain, but at the same time, the miyun to Shimon for sure could be oiker the marriage to Shimon. And if it's oiker the marriage to Shimon, so it comes out she was never married to Shimon. And if she was never married to Shimon, so then Ruvain is not a machzeg rishasa mishanises. So what's the problem? Machzeg rishasa is only a problem mishanises. In the event that Ruvain gave her a get, then she married Shimon, and she did miyun to Shimon. As long as the miyun is a miyun to Shimon, it comes out she was never married to Shimon. The moment she wasn't married to Shimon, so now she was never married because miyun is oiker the marriage l'mafreya. So even if the miyun to Shimon can't be oiker the marriage to Reuven. It can't be oikid the get to Reuven. So that if Reuven would ever marry her again, Reuven would be machzik grushasi. Open nishmish and nises. Because at the end of the day, at the very least, it was oikid the kedushin to Shimon. And if it was oikid the kedushin to Shimon, so he's not a machzik grushasi mishanises. So luchur, in this case, the minute she does meon to Shimon, this should anyway. Now, if she goes and marries Levi, then anachanami. So then she's a. Reuven would be a machzik grushasi because of the marriage to Levi. But assuming she never married Levi, she was just married to Shimon, and she did meon to Shimon, at that point, he anyway shouldn't be a machzik grushasi. And I think the answer to this is twofold. Other kemen zogin, there is a machlokes in Shas, where the machzik grushasi mishanises means literally mishanises. What if she was mezana? What if somebody gives his wife a get? She's mezana. Is there an issa machzik grushasi? That's a machlokes in Shas. So according to the Manama that holds that a person can't be machzik grushasi, even mishazinsos, then it's very good. Because if the meon is oikul mafreya, what happens to all the bilois? We look at them as bilos nus. The Shammai said, "You know, the Moisa bilos bilos nus, and that's why you can't be Mamayin after Nisun." But we look at him on some level as a bilos nus, so that in of itself would be enough for it to be a problem. Machzik Rishasa. If the Mion could be Oiker Reuven's get, so then there's no Machzik Rishasa. But if it can't be Oiker Reuven's get, all it is Oiker Shimon's marriage. At the end of the day, there is some level of Machzik Rishasa here. Or Inami, maybe you can say that being that the reason that the Mion can't be Oiker Reuven's marriage, even though really it should, is Aidi the Makeres Ber Mizoisav Ukritzosav, Ozalu Meshabe. It's for that reason Chazal said that the Mion to Shimon, not only can we not view it as a Mion to Reuven's marriage, but we can't even view it as a Mion to Shimon's marriage Klapei Reuven. Because at the end of the day, what's the Chash? Zul Basataima. You're afraid that he's going to figure out a way to marry her again. How's he going to do that? By getting her to do Mion. So what's the difference if we say that the Mion is Oiker, his marriage or Shimon's marriage? If there's any way for the first husband to get his wife, his ex-wife, to somehow go and be Oiker the marriage to Shimon, get out of the marriage so he can marry her again, if that's something we're worried about, so we need to clamp down on that. So what does it mean clamping down on that? It means don't allow the Mion. Mion is an institution that the Rabbanon implemented, and we're going to basically knock it out. How are we going to knock it out? By saying the Mion is Nitkai Mion. So you say Maris, it's not Oiker Reuven's marriage, it's also not Oiker Shimon's marriage. Again, not such an easy Gemara, rather longer precap and recap, but I think this Hakdama was Kedai, because it's really the whole Yuvamis, Daf Kuf Ches Amad Beis. Today's Daf is going to pick up on this note, albeit from a much lighter perspective. So we're discussing the halacha of Yeshminach, I get specifically L'shnei Bnei Adam. So L'chad Ben Adam, that's pretty straightforward in the Mishnah, for sure, Yeshminach, I get. The question is, if Reuven was married to a Ketana, he gave her a get, and she married Shimon, she did Mion to Shimon, is the Mion to Shimon also Oikin the marriage of Reuven, or is it not Oikin the marriage of Reuven? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar said, that it was a steer in the Mishnah, and if that's the case, Tavra Misha Shana Zulay Shana Zul, which is just a fancier way of saying, it's a Machlokes Tanon. There were Tanom that held, yeah. There were Tanom that held, no. And the Gemara is going to begin by discussing who were these respective Tanom. Man Tano, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, send the name of Rav. It's the. I'll explain it to you with the following story. And the story begins with a pasuk in Eicha. May dichsev, may meinu bekesef shasino. We drank water, but we had to pay for it. Water is usually free. But in this context, we had to pay. Eitzenu b'mechir yavoy, wood, which is usually readily available, but mechir yavoyo, it was also something that we had to pay for. The nimshal is that Torah, which is something that's usually readily available, in the bad times in Jewish history, sometimes it was very difficult for a yid to be able to come upon a basic halacha. So says the Gemara, "B'shasa sakana and svak shalacha zu." It was during the time of sakana, and the yidden needed to know the following halacha, and they didn't know the answer. So what was this halacha that the Yidden needed the answer to? Unzeru sugya. Harisha yatsam irishim beget. Reuven was married to a ketana, he gave her a get. Umisheni b'mi. Then she married Shimon, and she did me into Shimon. Ma'usha tachsel irishim. Is Reuven allowed to marry her? Is he not allowed to marry her? Is this a problem of machzik rishasoy? Or is it not a problem of machzik rishasoy? So the Gemara says, sachru adam echab abrim ezuz. They hired somebody for 400 zuz. Incidentally, this is one of the Gemaras that we've mentioned over the years that Reb David Yoel Weiss brings as an example that Chazal used the number 400 whenever they wanted to bring out a large sum of money. So Lav Dafka, this was 400 zuz. It might have been a lot more. It was a choshev rebishan number, whatever it was. So they hired a person, they paid him 400 zuz. Vishalos Rabbi Akiva Beis Asurim. And he asked this question to Rabbi Akiva, who was in the Beis Asurim. Rabbi Akiva famously spent time Rachmana Litzlan on death row. There's many Gemaras. We just had a Gemara in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza where they would ask questions to Rabbi Akiva in Beis HaAsurim, and that's what happened over here. So they asked Rabbi Akiva, "What's the halach of Asar?" And he said, "It's Asar." As Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan, they asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan, "V'Asar?" And he also said, "It's Asar." So you see, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir are both of the opinion that if someone is machzik rishasi after she did miyun to somebody else, the halach is it's going to be Asar. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, "Lezul." No, this wasn't what happened. And the reason is, it wouldn't be necessary to have asked such a question. You know why? Because for sure the Mion is going to work for there not to be an Issa Machzik Rishasai. Because Madach Mion works to terminate a marriage which involves Issa Karis, Ishas Ish, is generally a sugi of karis. Now, obviously, here this eishes ish is only an eishes ish derabanan. So this is really not a question of an iser dairaisa. But at the same time, generally speaking, eishes ish is a sugi of a dairaisa, and still, you see, miyun can knock out eishes ish. So certainly, as it relates to the lava machzik rishasai, miyun would be able to do whatever it needs to do. So what was the question? If the question wasn't yesh miyunach again, what was the question? Brom kach shalu, similar halacha. A slightly more convoluted halacha and a very much more yevamis diga halacha. This is a classic yevamis line. Harisha hoisa eishes achi imoy shehi shniya loy. So a person had a shniya. How was she a shniya? This woman was his mother's brother's wife. Mother's brother's wife is not an erva deiraisa. All it is a shniya. Now, she was married to his mother's brother's wife, midrabanan. She was a ketana. So she was a shniya, but she was a shniya midrabanan. V'nissa achiv me'achiv. Eventually, this woman ended up marrying, her marriage got terminated, she ended up marrying achiv me'aviv, this man's brother. So this woman, who's a shniya la'arayis midrabanan, is now married to his brother. Umeis, and then his brother died, and he left over no children. So she now fell a yibum. So Reuven has a shniya la'arayis. A shniya la'arayis midrabanan. And the reason it's a shniya la'arayis midrabanan, it's Reuven's mother's brother's wife midrabanan, because she was a ketana that got married al yidei ima chel oy echa mishar kroveisa. Then she ends up marrying Shimon. Shimon dies, leaves over no children, so now she falls liyibum to Reuven. Now, what's the halach of a shniya la'arayis falls to yibum? So it's a mishnah yivamas tavchaf amin aleph iser kedusha v'iser mitzvah. The halach is chayletzes v'loy mesiyabem. So you're not going to be able to do mien. But over here there would be an eitzah. You know what the eitzah would be? If you can figure out a way now to get her to be mema'in in her marriage, so if she was ever mema'in, so this would knock out the marriage. If it knocks out the marriage, so it's going to come out that she is not a shniel la'arayis. If she knocked out the original marriage, she could be a not shniel la'arayis. And if that's the case, it's not going to be a problem being able to do yibum now. The issue is that everyone died, and as a result, how are you doing miyun? The question was, Yeshmiel la'acha misa b'mokam mitzvah oiloi. So ordinarily, you would say, ey miyun la'acha misa, but over here, that it's b'mokam mitzvah, and the whole shniya was anyways only a shniya midrabanon, so there was a hamamina that maybe you would say, that Yeshmiel la'acha misa, and this was the question that they had, sachru shnei b'nei yodim. In this case, they hired two people, Barbara Me'azuz, they paid him 400 zuz, above a shalos, Rabbi Kiva b'Asurim. They asked Rabbi Kiva this question, based on Asurim, v'asar, he said, it's Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseir ben Netzivim. They asked Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseir in Netzivim this same question, v'asar, and he answered it. So according to the first case of the Gemara, what was the question? The question was, mamash awash shayli, Yeshmiel la'acha get b'shnei b'nei yodim. According to the second case of the Gemara, the question was, whether it was a shnia that fell a yibum. She was a shnia because of a marriage dirabanan. So if the shniya would ever be oiker that marriage dirabanan, she wouldn't be a shniya anymore. If she wasn't a shniya, you'd be able to do yibum. The problem was, it was a miyun that would have to happen la'acha misa. Ordinarily, you wouldn't say miyun la'acha misa, but being that over here, you're doing it for a mitzvah, and the whole erev is only an erev dirabanan, Ayin Rashi, the way he explains the Gemara. So over here, there was a habamina, maybe that it should work. In both Girsayas of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, in Beis HaAsurim, said Aser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, there's another Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is in Etzivan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Etzivan said that it's going to be Aser. One more postscript to this sugya. Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashin, Moida Rav, Rav is Moida, Shemuteres, Le'achiv. Rav is going to be Moida. That even though it's true that Ein Miyun La'achar Get Bishnei Bnei Adam, that's only for Reuven himself. So if Reuven was married to a ketana and gave her a get, she married Shimon, she did miyun to Shimon, Reuven would now have an iser of machzik rishasa. He would not ever be allowed to marry this woman anymore. Even though she did miyun, which should be oiker Reuven's marriage, the ha'aru we spoke at before, certainly should be oiker Shimon's marriage, but the bottom line is there will be an iser machzik rishasa. Who said it? Rav said it. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was the one who told over the story that took place in the first version with Rabbi Akiva Beis Asur and Rabbi Maseir Ben Etzivan, where the Tanam said it's going to be Asur. So Rav Yisrael Bar Ashin said that Rav himself would be Moida Shemuteris La'ochiv Shalzeh Shenesra Olav. That although she would be Asur, Mitzat Isem Machzer Gushasei to marry Reuven, but Reuven's brother, we'll call him Shimon, would be allowed to marry this woman. Why is that a chiddush? Because if she's a grusha to Reuven, so she's a grushas achiv to Reuven's brother Shimon. Afal pikein, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says pshitahu. So it's pasha. Why is it pasha? It's pasha. What's pasha pshat? No, pshita, that it should be this way. Who knew zokta Gemara svar de makeres birim mizoysav ukrit zoysav? Aval achiv loy. What's the whole reason that we say that the miyun doesn't knock out the original marriage? Really, it should. Yesh miyun achaget should knock out the first marriage. It's all based on a svara. The svara was aidi de makeres birim mizoysav ukrit zoysav azul mishabesh umaisi lo. It's all because of a concern that he's going to try to marry her again. So that's only a svara for him. That has nothing to do with his brother. So if it's nothing to do with his brother, it's pasha that should be mutter. Meaning, ba'etzim the miyun knocked everything out. It's just the gzera the rabbanim because of this chashash. So whatever the gzera makes sense to be implemented, we'll implement it. Otherwise, not. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why it's not pshit. Because Madotem, I would have thought the gzera atu hai. You would think you should make a gzera. If you're going to knock out the issa grusha sachiv, then you might also knock out the issa machzer grusha. Say machzer grusha, we can't knock out kamash bon. That's why it's a chiddush. Vigadami, some said, Amar Yitzchak Barashin, kishem shasur aloy, kach asur alach. And just the opposite. Just like she's asa to him, so too she will be asa to the brothers. Meaning, if there's a machzer grusha, even though there was a miyun, because a miyun lachaget b'shnev nei adam, so too there would be a grusha sachem. Ay, va'ina makeres b'krit zayseyem or remizayseyem. The whole svar of the Gemara doesn't really apply as it relates to the brother. The Gemara says, gzera achavata hu, you're right, but it's based on a gzera. Zok t'mishna vayta, megarish eso isha. If somebody divorces a woman, v'hechzira, and then he remarries her, beheter. Someone divorced his wife, she never got married to somebody else, she was never mezana with somebody else, no issues over here. He was megarish, he remarried her. And then he died, and he left over no children, and he had a brother whose name was Shimon. So the halach is muteres liyavam. The halach is Shimon is allowed to do yibam. So what's the case? Not much really happened. Reuven was married, he gave his wife a get, he remarried her. And then he died, he left over no children. It's clear in the Mishnah, there would have been a havamina that there's no mitzvah yibam. Why? Because he was married to her twice. And the first time he divorced her, you would have thought there's no yibam, kamash malon, muteres liyavam, there's a mitzvah yibam. The Rabbi Lazar, or some have the Gersa, Rabbi Eliezer, Oyser. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be a problem. V'chein, a megarish asay yisoyim. If someone was megarish yisoyim, meaning somebody was married to a ketana midrabono, v'hichziro, and then he remarried her, and then he died, he left over no children, muteris liyavim, same halacha, dobi yibom. He was married to this ketana twice midrabono. The first time he gave her a get, then he remarried her, died, he left over no children, the halacha Shimon will have a mitzvah yibom. In this case, midrabono. The whole marriage to Reuven was midrabono. So obviously, the whole mitzvah yibom will be a mitzvah midrabono. For Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer says it's awesome. Ketana shehisiyo avia, a ketana whose father married her, married her off, was mekabel kedusha on her behalf. She's now married midda iraisa, viniskarsha. Then her husband divorced. She's a grusha midda iraisa. So the halach is ki yisoyim b'chayav. She has the din of yisoyim b'chayav. What does that mean? That means her father does not have the ability to ever be mekabel kedusha on her behalf a second time. A father has one chance to say aspiti nasati leisha zeh, but some tzveitin mo, that's not something he's allowed to do. That means this girl now is going to be a ketana that could only get married midrabanan. But midrabanan, she could get married. That's how it's possible for a ketana that has a father to get married midrabanan. We alluded to this, but for whatever reason, we never actually spoke this out. It would have taken 30 seconds, but we never spoke this out. This is the example of Yisoyim B'chayi Aviyah, which is that a father was Mekadosh's daughter, she got a get. Now the father, even though he's alive, can't be Mekadosh again midrabanan, but she does have Kedusha midrabanan. V'chzira. And then this man married her again. So this is an interesting case. The first time this man was married to the ketana, he was married midrabanan. The second time he was married to her, he was only married to her Midrabbanan. First time it was Midrabbanan because the father was Makabal the Kedushin. The second time it was only Midrabbanan because once he divorced her, at that point the father doesn't have any Kayach anymore. So now it's going to be a regular Kedushin Ketana. Now it's only going to be Midrabbanan. So then the halach is that in the event he dies, Divrei Akoil Asur LeYavam. So again, let's put some names to the faces. Ruvain married a woman, a Ketana, Midrabbanan. He gave her a get. Remarried her this time. Midrabbanan, and then he died, he left over no children. So the Mishnah, everybody agrees that Shimon, the brother of Reuven, is not going to have a mitzvah of Yibum. Why not? It's Pashat. It's because Yibum is matter, the second Eish Hazach. It's not really matter, the first Eish Hazach. Or, let's say this a little bit better. Delete. The woman, this Ketana, is an Eish Hazach towards Shimon, from Beis Stodim. She's an Eish Hazach midairaisa mitzad the first marriage, and she's an Eish Hazach midrabbanon mitzad the second marriage. Yibum was in the second marriage. The Yibum will be matter the Eish Hazach the Rabbanon of the second marriage, but has it been matter the Eish Hazach midairaisa the first marriage? And that's why everybody's going to agree that it's going to be a problem. So essentially the Mishnah gave three cases. It's really three that are two. The first two were where a person was married to a woman, gave her a get, was machzik grusha, so then he died, he left over no children. The first of those two cases were where it all happened midairaisa, the second ones were all happened midrabbanon. Machlokes rebelezim the chachomim, whether or not there's a mitzvah Yibum now, in the event that he dies, leaves over no children, or there is no mitzvah Yibum. The second part of the Mishnah is where this man was married, he gave his wife a get, remarried her, died, left over no children, but the first time the marriage was a marriage d'iraisa, the second time the marriage was only a marriage rabbanon, over there there's no machloikas over there, everybody agrees it's going to be a problem. So, Omar Eifa. Eifa said, who's Eifa? Rashi Shem Chacham, the name of a wise man. So Eifa said, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, what's Pshat of Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, what's Pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that if somebody's married, he divorces his wife, he's machzeh grushos, and then he dies with no children, the halacha is that all of a sudden there's no Yibum anymore. L'chura, why is there no Yibum? In this case, the Yibum is matter the Eish Hazach, and if it's matter the Eish Hazach of the second marriage, l'chura, it's the same Eish Hazach as the first marriage, right? In the second case of the Mishnah, where there's an Eish Hazach d'iraisa and Eish Hazach d'rabbon, and the Yibum is in the marriage d'rabbon. So the Yibum is matter Eish Hazach d'rabbon, it's not matter Eish Hazach d'iraisa. But in this case, the Isser Eish Hazach is one Isser Eish Hazach, right? If the fact that this woman was married to this man twice doesn't mean there's two Eish Hazachs, there's one Eish Hazach. And the one Eish Hazach in the first case is d'iraisa, in the second case is d'rabbanon. And if the Yibum is matter Eish Hazach d'iraisa and the Eish Hazach d'rabbanon, so what's the problem? Why would Rabbi Eliezer hold that there's no Yibum? So the Gemara says that Eifa said, Hoyol va'amda olav sha'achas be'isura. The reason is, because being that there was a first marriage, and that first marriage shafted an Eish Hazach, and on that Eish Hazach there was no heter Yibum, because he gave her a get. So once there's an Isser Eish Hazach that didn't have a heter of Yibum, even though there was a second marriage, and the second marriage did have a heter of Eish Hazach, but the heter Eish Hazach, the nefilu Yibum, the second marriage is not going to be able to tuif anything for the first marriage. Amalei Rabbanu Leifas, Rabbanu told Eif, I hear, it sounds like a super lumbus that we waited 108 dafin in Yuvamas to hear. But they asked him, Ihachi, if that's the case, chalitza nami loyti by nation, need chalitza either. Meaning, if you're viewing this woman as an Eish Hazach shalei b'makom mitzvah, right, what's Eifa saying? Eifa saying that the way I deher this is Rabbi Eliezer looked at her as a regular erva. Chamesh esrei noshim, poitre esrei seim, v'chulu v'chulu, right, the Eluhain, an erva doesn't fully Yibum. And by the way, erva can mean even Eish Hazach, the sugi of Eish Hazach to Mimela, but you have an Eish Hazach, Ochim Shloi Hai Boilamai, Eish Hazach Me'imai, you have Tsar's Island is. These are all Eish Hazachs that don't fully Yibum. So if the Vard is that being that they were married twice, so you have a head to Yibum on the second Eish Hazach, you know, the head to Yibum on the first Eish Hazach. So you're looking at her as an Eish Hazach, she's like an Eish Hazach Shloi Hai Boilamai. Frank the Gemara, if she's a regular Eish Hazach, then what? Then you shouldn't even have Chalitza. And it's mashma that there is Chalitza. Why? Why is it mashma that way? Because Rebbe Eliezer oyser. Oyser sounds like iser yibum, but not poiter. He doesn't say, just go home, you don't have to worry about this whole thing. So that's the Gemara. V'chitei mahachi nami. Gemara says, you'll be doichik. You'll say, maybe Rebbe Eliezer oyser is not such a diktok. Maybe hachi nami. Oyser, but also no chalitza. But v'tanya t'braisa. Bishum Rebbe Eliezer amru. Choy letzes. Straightforward. Rebbe Eliezer mefurish yidu chalitza. Elo amar Eifa. So Eifa said, Rebbe Eliezer loy, not in my time. You're right. I take that back. I walk back my lomdash of Shana Rebbe Eliezer. I taka don't know Shana Rebbe Eliezer. I don't know. Why would Rebbe Eliezer be Yoyser? At the end of the day, there's an Isser Eish Hazach, but there's also a Mitzvah Zibum. Either it was a previous marriage, so what's the problem? You'll tell me a lumdis because that is Sereshes Acht. Even if it's not matter, then there should be no chalitza either. Once Rabbi Eliezer said that there's chalitza, obviously he doesn't view her as being an erva from the previous marriage. And if that's the case, I don't know Pshan Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Abaya said, no, I know time Rabbi Eliezer. Said, Eifa, let me tell you Pshan Rabbi Eliezer. Mesafkle Rabbi Eliezer was mesupig. So this is a machlokes that appears many times scattered throughout the Masechta. And that is, there was a chakira, an existential chakira in the world of Yevamis that the Chachamim pondered. And that is, Yevamis and all the lumdis and the dinim, does it start as soon as the chas and kala stand under the chuppah, Rahman al-Islam, but that's when the mechanics and the lumdis behind the scenes all go into effect, or misa mapels? It happens when the brother dies. I mean, when Reuven got married, that's when all the Yevamis went into effect, or is it when Reuven dies that all the Yevamis goes into effect? Misa Mapelis means when Reuven dies. The sooner Rishonim Apilin means when Reuven got married. So what does it have to do with our sugi? Misa Mapelis at Abaya. If we hold Misa Mapelis, Haram Yekameli Yibum, so then this shouldn't be any problems. But in the Suin of Rishonim Apilin, but in the event that it's the original Suin that really creates the Yevamis, Ha'am the Olav Sha'achas Be'isr, then said Abaya, there's a Nesra. So we know what Nesra is. That once there's an opportunity to do Yibum, and the Yibum never played itself out, Kibun Shenesra Olav Sha'achas, so the Alach is Nesra Olamis. At that point, there's never going to be Yibum. So the way we look at it is, if Yevamis starts with Misa, so when did Reuven die? He died in the Zivik Sheni. So the fact that there was an Eishes Ach in the Zivik Rishon is neither here nor there. If Nisuna Rishonim is Mapilim, that means, really, Yevamis started when Reuven got married the first time. When Reuven divorced his wife, Nesra, it's over. There'll never be a Heter Eishes Ach klape that marriage. And kibun shenesra olav sha'achas, there's no way to be mati the eishes ach and the zivik sheni either. Meaning, this super duper lumdus that Eifa wanted to say, that it could be the yibum, could only be mati the second eishes ach, the zivik sheni to get eishes ach, or benish the zivik rishon to get eishes ach, is totally a misa mapelis in the sunnah rishonim apilim. If that's the case at Abaya, I'll tell you what Rabbi Eliezer's suffix was. I'll tell you why Rabbi Eliezer said chayletzes v'loy nisya bemes. Lo oilam time of the Rabbi Eliezer who says oiser is because he deheres a shtickle erva over here. What's the erva, the eishes ach of the first marriage? If that's the case, it's an erva. So it should be the 16th erva mentioned in the Mishnah on that base. And he wasn't sure, because he knew that's only true in the event that Nisuin Orishonim is Mapilin. But if Mises Mapelis, then there really is no erva. So if there really is no erva, so then it's not going to be a problem. So what do you do if you have a suffix in Yevamis? We know the answer. It's a very short answer. Chaylexis. That is the answer. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer was oyser from doing Yibum, but like he said clearly in the Braisa, Chaylat says, you're going to do Chalitza. Rabbi said a different shot. Leidom Shita, Leidom Rabbi Yezah, Misa Mapelis. Leidom Rabbi Yezah holds, Misa Mapelis. So why Rabbi Yezah? Oh, so why if someone was married, divorced, Machzik Rishasi, then dies, what's the problem? Why is there no Heter Yibum? Yibum's Mata de Ishazach, because they were married twice, so what? It's the same Isser Ishazach. Oh, because a Nesra? That's if you hold Nesun Arishanim Apilu. If you hold Misa Mapelis, then there is no Nesra. So Rabbi said, it's Gzeira de Rabbanan. The reason is, because everyone's bucking Gerishin. Meaning, when there's a Gerishin, people know. Gerishin has a coil. But if this man's going to be Machzik Rishasai, Lav Dafka, everyone is going to know that he was Machzik Rishasai. So we're concerned that Reuven divorced his wife. He was Machzik Rishasai. People knew Reuven divorced his wife, but people did not know that Reuven was Machzik Rishasai. Reuven dies, if Shimon's going to do Yibum, people are going to think that Shimon's being Miyabim Grushas Ochiv, which is not something you're allowed to do. Now, really, he's not. He's being Miyabim Eishes Ochiv, because Reuven was Machzik Rishasai. But nobody knows that Reuven was Machzik Rishasai. And it's for that reason, Al Tzigzeri, that people might not know about the Chazara. So Chazal said, it's going to be up. The Gemara says, Adirabi, tell me the get has more of a coil than the marriage? Chazara, keep it the Yosfa Tusei, they're living together. It's like Kala. For sure, the marriage, the Machzik Rishasai, is going to have a much bigger coil than the actual Gerishin. So why are you assuming people are not going to know he was Machzik Rishasai? Or it says, true, usually, ordinarily, that would be the case. But Milo Yaskinon, what about the following case? The Hadra Ba'urta, maybe, this seems a little far-fetched, Reuven will be Machzik Rishasai at night, V'shochev Tzafra, and he's not going to wake up in the morning. He's going to die that very next morning. That case, they never had a coil, because they never really lived together. And as a result, in such a case, people are going to know there was a get, they're not going to know there was a marriage, and all of a sudden, Shimon's being Miyabin Grushas Achiv, that can lead to big, grave mistakes in the world of Yibum. As for that reason, Chazal said that we're going to knock out this whole Yibum in the event that somebody was Machzik Rishasai. Rav Ashi said a different reason. Hainu time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Pshana Rabbi Eliezer is the Gazer Hani, Mishum Yisayim B'chaya of. Again, it's a Gezerah, but the Gezerah of Rabbi Eliezer was Otu, the last case in the Mishnah. The case of Yisayim B'chaya of, the hichzira. So again, the Mishnah had two cases. One case was, now was married, the rice gives a get, he was machzik rishasa, and then he dies. Two eishes ach, meaning two marriages, both deraisa. Second case was, two marriages, both midrabanan. The third case was, the first marriage was midrabanan, and the second marriage was midrabanan. Over there, everybody agrees you can't do yibum. And again, what's the reason? Because the yibum is on the zivik sheni, which is matter the eishes ach of the zivik sheni, which is matter the eishes ach derabanan. But it's not on the zivik rishon, which had an eishes ach deraisa. And as a result, pachi, you can't do yibum. Rabbi Eliezer was worried that if you'll be matter the first cases, you'll also be matter the last case, and that's why he had a problem. What's the sachinami? Mistabrit, mistabrit, that's pshan Rabbi Eliezer. Because midik tani sefer. You know what the raya is? Because why did the sefer even need to be stated? It's so obvious. It's a geshmaka case, but it's so posh. What did the sefer say? Tanish says you have an iskarshik. You say in b'chayav echsira knivrei hakol shasur liyav. Hi, my name is Pshita. It's posh at that last case. Elolav hakamash malon. You know why we mentioned that case? To teach me time of the Rabbi Eliezer. The Gaza Hanach Mishamai Shmamino. The only reason we mentioned it is because that is time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Really, we wouldn't even ever mention that last case again. Geshmak, yeah, but necessary? No, it's posh. Of course, if in the zivig rishon there's an eishes achdei rais, the zivig sheni it's only an eishes achdei rabbanon. The yibum is in the zivig sheni. It's matad eishes achdei rabbanon. It was never matad. Why did we mention it? That must be the reason of Rabbi Eliezer. Tan kavas to Rav Ashi, a raya to Rav Ashi's pshat. The last pshat that the Gemara mentioned, Rabbi Eliezer, that pshat of Rabbi Eliezer is gzeira otu that last case. Moedim chacham of Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham of Rabbi Eliezer b'ktana shesia avia v'neskarsha. In the event that the ktana was married off by her father and that she was divorced, Arei kisamim b'chayov, so she's a yisamim b'chayov, she can't get married anymore, midai raisa v'gzeira. In the event that he marries her again, the marriage is only the rabbanon. If he dies, leaves over no children, sar sura liyabim. That loch she's also to the yavam. Neisha gerusha gerushin gemurim, because the gerushin was a gerushin deiraisa, so she's an eishes achdei deiraisa in chazar also chazar gemura. But the machzik rishasa was only midrabanan, so the yibam was only matter. This is the rabbanan. I'm saying this fast because this is literally what we just discussed. But medvarim amurim zok deiraisa kisha gerusha kishiktana. In the event that when Reuven divorced her, she was a ktana. Vehichzira kishiktana. And then when he married her again, she was a ktana. What's the point? The point is the first marriage is deiraisa, but hichzira. The second marriage is only midrabanan. What would be if he divorced her when she was a ketana? But then when he remarried her, she was a gedolah. So it comes out the second marriage is also a marriage deraisa. Inami hichzirik shiktana. He was machzirik when she was a ketana. Aber v'gidla etzloi. She became a gedolah under her. That next bia, once she becomes a gedolah, consummates the marriage. Nami deraisa. Umesin. Then he died. Oy chaylet says I misyab emes. Then you could do yibum. Mishum rabbi has amru chaylet. So I misyab emes. You would have to do chalisa. So this brayis is literally our mishnah. What do you see from here? You see one thing, and that's the Tanya Kavasi. You see one kinech you didn't see in the Mishnah. What you see is that the Mishnah mentioned not only the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, but also the case that they're Moedim, which was the last case. You also have it in the reverse order. First, we have the last case, and then afterwards, we have the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. And the point is that why are we mentioning that case, and what's the Seder of the Braisa? You should know everybody agrees that if the first marriage was deraisa, the second marriage was rabbanon, there's no yibum. That's the segue into Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, because that is Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. Boy, minei Rav mirav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Sarasa mahu. This case where a man was married, machzik rishasai, then he died. So what's going to be the halacha with regards to the tzara? In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds if someone's machzik rishasai and then he dies. So, let's blame his habemis. What about the tzara? There was another wife. This other wife wasn't machzik rishasai. So Reuven had two wives. One he divorced and remarried. The other one he didn't divorce and remarry. And then he died. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he can't be miyabim, this woman that he was machzik rishasai. What about the tzara? Amalei, Rav Nachman told Reuven, he guf gzeira, vanan, nekun, v'nigzar, gzeira, l'gzeira. This whole Rabbi Eliezer is a gzeira. We just said, pshad in Rabbi Eliezer. Rava had his gzeira, Ravashi had his gzeira, but it's gzeira. The whole thing is a gzeira. So if it's a gzeira, why would we now get the tzara involved in this situation? That would already be a gzeira li gzeira. The Gemara says, Vatanya, I think it's a mefurish b'raisa. Bishum Rabbi Eliezer amru, he v'tzarasa chaylet says. Oh, it says mefurish, even the tzara has to do chalitza. The Gemara says, 1 second, he v'tzarasa, sol gadaitach. She and the tzara require chalitza? Can't be. You don't do chalitza to both. Adad, El, what do you have to say? Either her or the tzara. No, so lav terutzah kamataritzes. So being that anyway is being mataritz this brises, the tara tzachi, might as well just be mataritz. Right, once we start playing games with brises, so then already you could say anything. What we could say is, he chaylatzah, she needs chalitza, and tzarasa, oy chaylatzah, I mean, sevem, it's a tzara, and a chanam, you'd be able to do either chalitza or yibum. You can't prove anything from this brises. Zok de mishnah vayter, moving along. Long dafin in Perek Visham. Shnei achim nesuin l'shtei achoyis. There were two brothers that were married to two sisters. Ketanois, they were ketanois. Right, that's the theme of Perek Visham. We're literally reliving Yevamis, but everything is with a ketana. So yeah, two brothers that were married to two sisters, and they were ketanas, and they were married midrabbanan. If the ketanas then are married midiraisa, so that's the first 100 dafin of the Masechta. We're discussing whether only married midrabbanan. That's why there's a unique flavor to this sukkah. So what happens if the two brothers were married to two sisters, all midrabbanan? Umeis, bailo shalachas mehem, one of them died. We'll call him Reuven. So what's the halacha? So Shimon's wife, who's Reuven's wife, who's Shimon's wife's sister, now falls Yibum to Shimon. So obviously there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. Why not? Because she's an Eshet, she's an Achizisha. Now she's an Achizisha Midrabanan, but the whole Chiv Yibum is Midrabanan. So Achizisha Midrabanan knocks out a Chiv Yibum Midrabanan. And as a result, just like an Achizisha Dairaisa knocks out a Yibum Dairaisa, so to an Achizisha Midrabanan, it's going to knock out a Yibum Midrabanan. The Chen Shtei Charoshes. The same would be true if you had two men that were married to Charoshes. A Charoshes, so the name of the next Perek is Perek Cheresh, so we'll talk about the Sugis of a Cheresh, but these Charoshes can't get married Midrairaisa either. Because they can't marry the rice, only marry the Rabbanon. So again, it would be the same exact halacha. G'doyla v'ktana. What happens if there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that married to two sisters? One of them was married to a G'doyla, and one was a ktana. Meaning one of the sisters was a G'doyla, one was a ktana. So maybe it's shel ktana. If Reuven was the one that was married to the ktana, then it's easy. Because then Reuven's wife, the ktana, falls liyibun to Shimon. Shimon is married to the G'doyla. So Shimon's marriage is a marriage deraisa. Reuven's wife, even though she's a ketana, is an achisisha to Shimon midday raisa, right? Isuri arayis, don't discriminate between ketana and gedoyla. So she's an achisisha midday raisa. If she's an achisisha midday raisa, so kamuvan, it's going to be a regular case of yivamis. This is mamish yivamis daf beis, and the halach is there's going to be no yivam, no chalitza. The question is, what happens in the reverse? Meis baila shel gedoyla. What would be if Reuven was one that was married to the gedoyla? And then the G'doyla falls liyibum to Shimon, who's married to the Ketana. So this is interesting. Why? If Reuven was married to a G'doyla, so the marriage was a marriage deiraisa. Now that he dies and leaves all the no children, she falls liyibum mid-deiraisa to Shimon. There's a Zika on the deiraisa level. Shimon, however, is married to her sister midrabanan. Midrabanan, she's then an achisisha. So there's a chiyuv yibum deiraisa mit an erv of an achisisha midrabanan. So this is a little bit trickier. We've had this already in the course of the Masechta, and the Mishnah mentions the three main machlokes tanaim how to handle this halacha. Rabbi Leizer said, "Malamdin saktana shetimon." What we do is we teach the ketana to be memayin. We tell the ketana, Shimon's wife, do mion. If she does mion, it's oiki the marriage of Mafreya. If it's oiki the marriage of Mafreya, Shimon is not married to the ketana. Was never married to the ketana. She's not an achis isha anymore. Reuven's wife is. And like this, you could go ahead and do the mitzvah of yibum. So miyun is the way out of this situation. Rabbi Gamliel loymer in miyun or miyun. I agree. But the eved, if she did miyun, gzuntahei. But we don't encourage miyun. Vim lav tamten achatagdo. What you should do is let them stay married. Wait until she becomes a gedoyla. The ketzei halazum is an achis isha. And then when Shimon's married to his wife Medei Raisa, then Reuven's wife will be a geherig achis isha. And at that point, she'll be free to marry anyone that she wants. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Oyla alishtoy, oyla alishas achiv." No, this man, he's not going to be able to stay married to his wife, oyla alishtoy, and oyla alishas achiv, he won't be able to do yibum either. Why? Therefore, moitzias ishta beget, what he's going to have no choice but to do is to give his wife a get, veshazach bechalitza, and the eishasach is going to be chalitza. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the eitz in this is very, very simple. Just go ahead and do mia. However, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, they debated on their level what exactly you should be doing. What was the shaila? The shaila was, could he at least stay married to his wife that he's married to midrabanan, or could he not? We'll discuss this already in tomorrow's daf. The shaila is really yesh zika, ain't zika. This has come up already a few times in the Masechta. But again, we'll wait for tomorrow. So, the Gemara. So, jumping right into the last part of the Mishnah. And the daf, really, a hard daf, hard few dafin, conclude with a much welcomed Amid of Agadah to Gemara. So we had a situation where Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They're married to sisters. Reuven's wife is a Gedoyla. Shimon's wife is a Ketana. Reuven dies, so the Gedoyla now falls liyibum to Shimon. There's a little bit of a situation because she's an Achis Isha, only midrabanan, with a Chiv Yibum, midrairaisa. So what do we do? Rabbi Eliezer had an Eitzah. He said, very simple. Tell Shimon's wife to be Mema'in Shimon. Mion's going to be Oiki the marriage of Mafreya. She won't be an Achis Isha anymore. Like this will be kind of the mitzvah of Yibum. The Gemara says, Mishari. Do we encourage Mion? Batani Bar Kaporo. Bar Kaporo said, La'olam Yidbak Adam Eshloi Shedvarim. A person should always cling to three things, v'yisrachek mishloisha dvarim, and he should distance himself from three things. Yidbak mishloisha dvarim, b'chalitza, u'bava shalom, u'bafaras nadarim. Chalitza is a good thing, if necessary. Hava shalom, of course, is a good thing. And be meifin nadarim, is a meir de gezach. V'yisrachek mishloisha dvarim. Three things, say as far away as you could. Min ha-miyun, don't do miyun. U'min ha-piktoinois, don't be a shomer pekatan. U'min arvoinois, don't be an arif. The Gemara will explain. So what's the kasha? You see, one of the things you're supposed to be merachik yourself from is miyun. So why are we encouraging this girl to do miyun? After the Gemara, miyun the mitzvah shiny. Over here it's for a mitzvah. It's not just a frivolous miyun. What we're telling her is, you be mamayitz like this, your husband could be mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa with your sister, that's a gedolah. Oh, you're doing it for a mitzvah. Mitzvah is already different. Talk Gemara Gufa. Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara said, let me be mekayim a dvar. Be chalitza. The first thing that bar kapara said a person should try to do is chalitza. Why chalitza? Kabishol. It's based on the Abishol. So we know Abishol Shita, so we can go through it fast. Abishol said that if somebody does Yibam with the wrong intentions, with the wrong kavanas, it's as if he was boiled. So you see, Yibam has to be done perfectly. And if it's not done, that's why today, the Ramah Shita, we do Chalitza, Big Machlekes Rishonim, a long rate by the Tshuva from Chacham Avadia. But either way, so we do Chalitza based on Abishol, and that's why Bar Kapara held like Abishol, and he said, Lo'olam Yidbak Adam B'Chalitza, Bava Shalom. Why Shalom? The Chsiv, Bakke Shalom V'rot Feyo. It says a person should be right of Shalom. So you see clearly there's an Indian of loving Shalom. Now, the pasuk itself would be enough of a reason that a person should always want to do shalom. But Bar Kapara made a big deal about it. Bar Kapara said, "La'olam yidbak adam b'shloisha dvarim," as if to say, "This is don't just view havas shalom as a mitzvah. You should view it as a big mitzvah. It's a huge deal. You should run after it. This should be something that you really, really want to do. Why is this such a big deal?" So the Gemara says, "Because of Amr Rabbavo, Rabbavo said, Asi Radifa Radifa, we have Xerus Shalak Sivach, it says over here, Bakashalam Varatfeo. Fixiv Hosom, and it says, Vir, Roydev, Tstoko, Vechesed, Yimtso, Chayim, Tzedoko, Vechavoid. It says, Bakke Shalom Viratfeo, okay, and it says that if someone's Roydev, Tstoko, Vechesed, you know what he's going to have? He's going to have Chayim, he's going to have Tstoko, he's going to have Kavod. So you see that if someone is roidev stock of a chesed, he gets all these amazing brachas, chayim stock of a kavod. It says the word redifa by shalom, right? Roidev stock of a chesed, roidev shalom, not the same thing. But it's not the same thing. So being roidev shalom will also then have chayim stock of a kavod. Oh, if you're going to get stock of chayim a kavod, that's a reason to want to do it. And therefore, la'olam yidbak adam, shloisha dvarim, one of the three things that a person should be mizdabik in is a person should be mizdabik in being avos shalom. Tos asks an obvious kasha. Where does it say bak yishalom v'ratfeyo? It says, mi o isha chofitz chayim, oyuv yolam liroiz toim. Netzor l'shoim chmeiroz, vasech midami. The pasuk itself of Bakke Shalom V'Ratfeyo already says you're going to get tremendous bracha. So I need a gzeir shavah to tell me that if someone brings shalom, he's a roid of shalom, he's going to get bracha. Asi redifa redifa, because it says by roid of tzok of a chesed, yim tzachayim tzok of a chavay. And here too, it's the pasuk itself. Mi o yisha chav itzchayim. What's wrong with that bracha? That's a huge bracha. So why do you have to come up to Gzeir Shalva? So Tosfos says, because the bracha of Mia Isha Chavitz Chayim isn't just talking about Bakke Shalom V'Ratfeyo. It's Sur Meirav, Asei Toiv, Netzar L'Shoincha Meirav, which might be the hardest part of the equation. So it's not so simple. And as a result, Bakke Shalom is part of it. But you don't see for being Bakke Shalom alone, you're going to get such bracha. Oh, but Asi Radifa Radifa, that if a Roidev Tztok of a Chesed is Yim Tzachayim Tztok of a Chavit, then a Roidev Shalom is also going to be zoichet to that, and that's why a person be mistabik with that. And finally, Bavaras Nadarim, Kirev Nosin. The time of Nosin, Rav Nosin said, Anoider, if somebody makes a neder, it's Gilban Obama. Somebody makes a neder, it's a bad thing. Now is it a bad thing? It's as if he built a bama. If someone's Mekayim a neder, it's as if he poured a carbon on the bama. So to be Mefer neder is really removing a neder, which is like a bama, it's like some takrevis for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Bar Kapara said, a person should always run after la'ilam yidbak adam mishloisha dvarim, and one of the three things is that a person should always want to be Mefer nedarim. We're going to stop here in the middle of the Agadah to Gemara, exhale, and speak out one ha'ara as it relates to the end of the daf, and that is, la'ilam yidbak adam b'shloisha dvarim, b'chalitza, u'behava shalom, Ubahfaras Nadarim. Why Hava Shalom? Because the Pasuk says, Bake Shalom Virot Feyo. For Amr Rabavo said, Asi Radifa Radifa. Ksiv Hacha, Bake Shalom Virot Feyo. Fixiv Hassam, Roidev Stock of a Chesed, Yimtsa Chayim Stock of a Kavod. So there's an Inyan for a person to be a Roidev Shalom. The truth is, everyone knows the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hillel Omer, Hillel said, Heve mitalmidav shel Aharon. A person should be from the Talmidim of Aharon HaKohen. What was Aharon HaKohen's midos? And what would it mean to be a Talmud of Aharon HaKohen? Oyev Shalom. A person should be an Oyev Shalom. Veroidev Shalom. Oyev Esabriyos. He should be an Oyev Esabriyos. Umekarvam L'Toyra. And he should be Mekarvam L'Toyra. So this Indian of being a Roidev Shalom is something that Bakapara said everything should be, everyone should be mistabik in. The Mishnah also says that this is something that a person should do, and the Mishnah attributes it to one of the midas of the Aharon HaKohen, so much so, Hillel Omer, Hedei mitalmidav shel Aharon HaKohen. He should be from the Talmidim of Aharon HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos, Umekarvan Lutar. So just one Ha'ara, as it relates to this Mishnah, it's a little bit of a digression, but it's also Divrei Agada. It's also Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So just a little bit of a digression, a Dvar Agada, a Dover Nifla, Lanias Daiti. In this Inyan of Oyev Shalom Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Es Habriyos Umekarvan L'Toyra. We always speak out that the Vilna Goyen wrote a Pirish on Pirkei Avos. And the nature of the Vilna Goyen's Pirish on Pirkei Avos is that the Vilna Goyen wrote the sources, the scriptural sources, to the different ideas that are expressed in Mishnayos Avos. And the reason the Goyen wrote this Pirish was because Rashi says in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma, we know there's Arba Avos Nezikin, Avos Michlal Be'ikotoldes. So, Rashi, what are Avos? Things that are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah are referred to as Avos. Anything that's not Mefurish in the Torah, even though it has the same qualities, the same Tchunas HaNefesh, but at the same time, it's not Mefurish in the Torah, that's called Toldos, that's not called Avos. So if the Masechtas is called Masechtas Avos, must be that all the ideas in Pirkei Avos are expressed Mefurish in the Torah. So the Goyen wrote a Pirish on Pirkei Avos, in line with Rashi and Bava Kamma that base, that what are Avos, things that are Mefurish in the Torah. So he wrote the scriptural sources, the Rayos from the Torah Shavik Sav, for all the ideas that are expressed in Pirkei Avos. So on this Mishnah, Hillel Omer, Hevei mitalmidav shel Aharon HaKohen, Oyev Shalom veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos umekarvan L'Torah. Zok Tevil Nagoyin. What are the Mekoyres to this Mishnah? So I'm just reading from the Goyin. Hevei mitalmidav shel Aharon, Kemoshe Mefurish, Malachi Perik Beis. Brisi hoisa itai hachayim vashalom. Oyev shalom, veroidev shalom. Says the Vilna Goyen, the chsiv, the pasuk says the Hillel Periklam Adalef, bakei shalom, virot feyo. So you see, you should be an oyev shalom, a bakei shalom, and virot feyo. You should be a roidev shalom. Oyev esabriyos. Where do you find that in the Torah? It's a pasuk by Yikra Perik Yutes. Vahavtal reyacha kamoicha zeklal gado batayra. Where do you find this idea that a Yid is supposed to be Makarav of a Yid in L'Torah? It's a pasuk, Bereishis Perik Yud Beis, Ve'es HaNefesh Asha Asu B'char. So the Goyin says, Heaven mitalmidav shel Aharon HaKohen. What's the makar to that? Brisi hoyso itoy hachayim v'asholim. Oyev shalom v'roidev shalom, bakei shalom. That's oyev shalom v'rotfeyo. That's right, Dev Shalom. Oyev Esabriyos, where do you see that? V'hafto reyecha kamoicha, umekarvan l'Torah, where do you see that? V'es hanefesh asha asu b'char. So just to stop for one moment and learn up this guy. It's mavur in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying that a person should be an Oyev Shalom, v'roidev Shalom, he should be Oyev Esabriyos, umekarvan l'Torah. If the Mishnah is saying that me and you, we all should be Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom. We should all be Oyev Esabriyos Umekarvan L'Torah. There must be a pasuk somewhere in the Torah that says that. That's this idea of Avos must be, it's Mefurish in the Torah. And if Hillel in Avos is saying that this is something you should do, so it must be somewhere in the Mishnah or somewhere in the Torah. So says the guy, where do you find that a Yid is supposed to be an Oyev Shalom? Where do you see he's supposed to be a Roidev Shalom, Bakei Shalom, Viratfeo? Where do you see he should be Oyev Esabriyos, after Recha Gemaicha? Where do you see he should be a Makarvan L'Torah, Vesanefesh HaShas B'char? But the Mishnah also says that these were Midah Shal Aharon HaKohen. Hevei mitalmidav shel Aharon HaKohen. So that must be Mefurish somewhere as well. Right? Somewhere it's Mefurish that Aharon HaKohen's Midah, and it's incumbent upon Aharon,
on a greater level to be Oyev Shalom, Viroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabrius, and Makarim Matayra. So where do you see that? Zok the Goyin, Malachi Perik Beis, Brisi Hoysi Itay Achaim Vashalom. If you look at Malachi Perik Beis, so the pasuk over there is describing Shevet Levi and the Kayan and Befrat, that they were Shiches, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They corrupted their special covenant that they had with the Evishta. Shevet Levi is the Amman Nifchar, within the Amman Nifchar, and they have a certain Achrayas, and they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So listen to how the Novi Malachi gives Toichacha to Shevet Levi. Brisni Hoysa Itay, Hachayim Vashalim. Rashi and the Radak both say the Itay over here was referring to Aharon HaKoyin and to Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aharon HaKoyin. But Brisi Hoysa Itay, Hachayim Vashalim, Ve'etnim Loi Moira, I told them, you have to fear me. And they feared me. Umipnei shmi nichasu. Nichas is also a lashon of fear. They feared my name. Teres emes hoisa b'fiyu. There was teres emes in his mouth. Va'avlo loy nimtza b'sfasav. B'sholoim uv'mishar holach iti. V'rabim heshiv me'avayim. And they brought people closer to me. Ki sifsei koyin yishmeru das v'teri v'akshem ipiyu. Ki malach Hashem tzvakoysu. Continues the Navi. He says, abu v'atem. You sartem in aderech, hichshaltem rabim b'toyro. You weren't rabim heishiv me'avayim. Just the opposite. You were machshel people. Shichatem bris halevi omra Hashem tzvakos. And you corrupted this special bris that I had with Aharon. This special bris that I had with Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aharon HaKoyin. You know what you see in this pasuk? You see in this pasuk that Aharon HaKoyin, the original bris that the Eibishter had with Aharon HaKoyin, which wasn't just with Aharon, but it's kemavur in these psukim for the whole Shevet Levi bechlal. And for the Kohanim, the frat, it was a bris of Chaim and Shalom, where the Kohen is Toiras Emes Hoysa Befiu, B'Shalom Uvemishar Halachiti, V'Rabim Heshev Me'avon. You see this whole Mishnah. You see that Aharon HaKohen is an Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom. He's an Oyev Esabrius and Mekarvel L'Toyer, V'Rabim Heshev Me'avon, that's Mekarvel L'Toyer. So you see this idea here in this Pesukim. So Zok the Goyen, from the fact that the Mishnah says that every Yid is supposed to meet Mitamid of Shalaharon, Oyev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom, V'Roidev Shalom, V'Roidev must be somewhere in the Torah it says that every Yid needs to be Oyev Shalom, Bakhti Shalom. It must be, it says he should be a Roidev Shalom, V'Roidev. It must be, it says somebody should be an Oyev Esabrius, after Echa Gamaicha. It must be, it says he should be Mekarvel L'Toyer. Oh, it does, V'Esa Nefesh HaShos B'Chan. But it also must say somewhere that that's Midasoy Shalaharon HaKoyen. So where do you find that Aharon HaKoyen has all these inyanim? That's Malachi Perik Beis. Malachi Perik Beis, Brisa Hoseida Achaim Vasholim, the Eknim Loy Moira Vayuroeni, Umipnei Shmi Nichas, Utair Samus Hoseb Fiv, Ablo Nimsa Vasasa, Bashom of Misha Allah, Chiti, Rabbin Hashem Yavin, the Goyen understood this whole Mishnah licked in Yenetzvei Psukim Dartin in Malachi Perik Beis. So just to say one knetch, and that is when a Koyen duchens, he makes a bracha. Asheket ishanu b'kedushasei shel Aharon, v'tzivanu levarech es ama Yisrael be'ahava. And the Velt asks that from the nusach ha'bracha, it would seem that the commandment that the Kohen has to be mevarech Yisrael is not just to bench Klal Yisrael, but it's to bench Klal Yisrael be'ahava. And where do you see anywhere that they were told to bench Klal Yisrael be'ahava? There's no remez anywhere to the idea that Birchas Koyanim is supposed to be Ba'ahava. Is Makshima Oilam Vitzivanu Levarich Hasam Yisrael? Yeah. Oh, but Vitzivanu Levarich Hasam Yisrael Ba'ahava Heichon Matzinu Shnetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Levarich Hasam Yisrael Ba'ahava. So I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Melchomos Yehuda. So just to be marked in the Sefer Melchomos Yehuda, which is a Sefer that I got my hands on very, very recently, it was written by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Mordechai Yehuda Lubart, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rabbi Lubart was a Yid that when I was a little boy, I actually knew. So he davened in Rabbi Spiegel Shul in Kehilas Ostrov Kalashin on Webster Avenue in Brooklyn. My father davened there when I was growing up. He davened there Adaye Mazeh with Rabbi Vrumi Friday night. And Rabbi Lubart was Yoshev Roish. And I remember as a little boy, I was told that he was a Talmud of Rameir Shapiro. He was a Talmud of Yeshivas Chachmi Lablin. Kederach Achsidim, when an Adam Choshev davens Mincha for the Amid Erev Shabbos every Friday night. I remember Erev Shabbos, he used to always daven Mincha. But either way, Rabbi Lubart was a Talmud of Rameir Shapiro. He was a Talmud of the Koshev Lover Goyen. And he wrote leftover Sfarim.
One is funny, he left over his two volumes. Al HaTorah, it's called Melchomis Yehuda. In Parshas Nosai, on the mitzvah Birchas Kayanim, Rabbi Lubar asked this kasha. V'tzivonu levarich es am Yisrael be'ahava, heichon matzinu, where do you find that the Eibush that was mitzvah Kla Yisrael? He was mitzvah the Kayanim, levarich es am Yisrael be'ahava. So he said a dover nifla, based on a Torah from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is also in Parshas Nosai, it's in Tov Reish Mem Aleph. The Sfas Emes asks that he doesn't understand. The Pasuk says that the Kohanim have a mitzvah to bench Klal Yisrael. Da'idaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Da'aber al Aharon v'abonav Lamer. Koy sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael omar lahem. L'chayra, first, the Eibishta should have told the Kohanim, you have an obligation to bench Klal Yisrael. And then once they know they have an obligation, so then you tell them, koy sevarchu, how are you supposed to make the bracha? Right? It's very interesting. Koy sevarchu, this is the, I'm supposed to bench Klal Yisrael? That comes as news to me. I didn't know that. First tell me I have a chiv to bench Klal Yisrael, and then afterwards tell me how I'm supposed to do it. So freitas vasemes, daber el aharen v'albon of leimor, koysev orchu es b'nei Yisrael, this is the way that you're supposed to do it? You didn't even tell me that I'm supposed to do it. First tell me I have a mitzvah to go bench Klal Yisrael, and then afterwards tell me how I should do it. Koysev orchu es b'nei Yisrael. So the vasemes said that you see from here that the Eibishter felt that I don't have to tell the Kohanim to bench Klal Yisrael. Because the Kohanim dafen alayim fashtein. They have to understand on their own that we're the Kohanim, we're the manhige ha'am, we're supposed to understand. We should have such a hava towards the Yidin that we should want to bench Klal Yisrael. And it shouldn't even be necessary. The question is, v'yazoy, what are you supposed to do? What's the nusach? What are you supposed to say? This is the way you're supposed to do it. Just to hear l'shoyne yazov shalas fasemes. V'zeh inyin birchas koyanim. Ki oived Hashem yeshlo lahakir milas bnei Yisrael hapshutim ki heim ruuyim lebracha. The real oived Hashem loves every single yid, and he understands that even the yid that's the simplest yid in the world, he's the isha poshut ma'oid who has no shaychus to the madrigas that this very chash of a person has. But he understands that not only is he a yid, but he realizes that he's roy lebracha because he's a yid. And if that's the case, it should be jumping out of him to want to give the bracha. Tichsev says the Sfas Emes. See, now you know that because the pasuk says koysevarchu. Mashma sheyedeya Hashem. The Eibishter knows already. Ki kol rotzen akoyin tzedek levarchus bnei Yisrael. That all the koyin wants to do is to bench Klal Yisrael. Umayr leiderach eich levarchum. All he needs to do is to show him the way how to do it. Kasher roinu says the Sfas Emes. And you want to remiss to this? The first birchas koyanim of history was by Aharon Akoyin. The pasuk says in Parashat Shmini that right after Aharon HaKohen brought his karbonos, so it says Vayisa Aharon es yodov Elohom vayivarchim. No one asked Aharon over there to do Birchas Kohanim, but he understood it himself. Aharon HaKohen, this is the Shmini Lemaluim. This is Vayidim Aharon. This is on the highest of highest levels. This is Rabbi the Raven of Aharon HaKohen. And what does he do? He turns to all the Yidin, the Pshuteyam, and he gives them a bracha, because that's the ahava that every single Kohen is supposed to have. So the Sfas Emes said the Eibishter never had to tell the Kohen to go bench Klal Yisrael. Ki yodeya Hashem, shekol rotzein HaKohen tzedek levarich es b'nei Yisrael. All he needed to do was say koysevarcha. What's the nusach? Umayr loy derech eich levarcham. So Rabbi Lubart said, you want to know where the Eibishter was mitzava the Kohen, not just to bench Klal Yisrael, but it should be ba'ahava. It's this Sfas Emes from the fact that the Eibishter never said bench Klal Yisrael. It was koysevarchu. In the tzivoy from koysevarchu licked v'tzivonu levarich es am Yisrael ba'ahava. Hafla v'fela. That you see that it was meant to be ba'ahava. Where do you see it was meant to be ba'ahava? You see it from the fact that it's koysevarchu. It never had to be mitzava. So Rabbi Luba was moisef one more neifach. A davar nifla ve'ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush. How many times do we refer back to brachas dav beis? But it's hafachba v'hafachba dekulava. And that is Mesechtes Brachas. Shas begins. Me'emasai Kriya Shema Barvin. When are you supposed to start saying Kriya Shema? Nishasha Kehanim Nechnasan Lecha Betrumasan at Snoifa Shmura Rishon. So the first Gemara in Talmud Bavli. Fake the Gemara. Tanehecha Koy Diktoni Me'emasai. I understand. The Mishnah starts off, what's man Kriya Shema? When are you supposed to start saying Kriya Shema?
What's Kriyishma? First tell me the mitzvah of Kriyishma, and then tell me Meimasai Kernishma Ba'arvin. You're starting with Meimasai. So Rabbi Lubart said, you know what the Tana, the Mishnah was coming to teach a Yid? The Tana was coming to teach a Yid that a Yid's supposed to wake up in the morning, and he's supposed to want to Shrei Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You shouldn't have to tell him, Ki Yodei Hashem, the Eibishter knows that all a Yid wants to do, all he's interested in is being Mekabel on Malch HaShemayim. And he wants to give Ashgishrei Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A mitzvah of Kriyishma Da'af Minish Tovim. You know what you need to know? You need to know the halachas. Meyemos like Karnish Ma Barvin. What's this man? Rabbeinu Tam's man. Rabbi Bliyaz's man. The Mogan Avram's man. Rabbi Shu's man. That's all we need to know. But the Ike Mitzvah, Tos is Yedei Hashem. And just like the Torah, like the Svasem has said, did not have to tell the Kayhanim that there's a Mitzvah Brichas Kayhanim. So too, we don't have to know there's a Mitzvah of Kriyash. But I'll call Panim, but I'll call Oifen. Mamish Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. But you see that this idea of the Kohen, the Yodei Hashem, that the Kohen Tzedek is supposed to be, all he's the manik from Klai Yisrael, and the manhigim of Klai Yisrael are supposed to love every single Jew. Even the Ish HaPoshut Ma'oi, Aharon HaKohen is the ultimate manik. He's the Kohen Gadol. His job was, of course, to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but like we speak out from the Chassam Sofer all the time, this was Margul B'Pumei the Chassam Sofer. It shows up countless times. The ikur job of Aharon HaKohen, the ikur job of the Kohanim and Sheva Levi was Yoyru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayros Chali Yisrael. But it wasn't just a job, go be Makar of them. V'Rabim Heshem Eyovim, like Malachi said in Berak Beis. It's Oyev Esabriyas U'Makar of L'Tayra. But just to put it together, the Goyim said that Aharon HaKohen is supposed to be Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas, and Mekarvan L'Toyra. Where do you find that Aharon HaKohen? Is there a scriptural source that Aharon HaKohen, that the Kohanim are supposed to be Oyev Esabriyas? That if you're going to be Mitalmid of Shal Aharon, it means you should be Oyev Esabriyas, V'ahavto Reacha Kamoicha, Malachi Perik Beis. But I think there's another Makar. You know what the Makar is? Koisev Orchu as Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. From the fact that the Eibishter never told the Kehanim to bench Klai Yisrael. And the Sfasem said, Ki Yodei Hashem, that the Kohen is supposed to be oozing with Ahavas Abrius. So you see, Talmid of Shal Aharon HaKohen is to be Oyevas Abrius. It's from Parsha Shmini, Vayis Aharon Es Yodov Elohom Vayivorchem. No one told Aharon HaKohen to bench Klai Yisrael. He was oozing from Ahavas Abrius to the Ish HaPoshut Ma'od. And he had this unbelievable, overwhelming Ahavas Abrius. I think this is another two scriptural sources to this idea of Heve Mitamidov Shal Aharon HaKohen is to be an Oyev Shal, Oyev Es Abrius.